Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. Hope you're going super well. In today's episode, I want to talk about procrastination. It's something many of us with dyslexia or ADHD or neurodiversity deal with because we're always distracted. Something is taking our attention, something else takes our attention. We forget exactly what we're even trying to start with, and we have to work out how to deal with it, right? It's not super simple. So in today's episode, I've been going through this a lot recently. I want to dig into that a bit more. I want to look at what I'm trying and testing to see if it'll work and help you because I think this is a challenge many of us have. So let's dive in. Okay, so procrastination. I procrastinated about doing this podcast this morning. You know, I drank a couple of cups of coffee. I got lost on YouTube for a little while. I looked at what I had to do for the day. I managed to somehow battle through and create a to-do list. So that was really positive. At least gave me some idea of what I was focusing on. And we'll come back to to-do lists a bit later in the podcast. But there's a heap of challenges that we go through if you are dyslexic or ADHD when it comes to distraction. And if you're dyslexic and haven't been diagnosed as ADHD, there's quite a possibility there is a little bit of that in you somewhere, which can lead to challenges with distraction, trying to do 150 things at once, getting lost, moving on, coming back. And it's quite tiring. Procrastination is a word to me. It kind of sounds like it's something you're doing on purpose. I'm procrastinating. It sounds really strong, right? But it isn't. It's something that happens to you, in my opinion. I think some people are more attuned to it. I think timing can play a factor. There are times where I don't procrastinate. I'm really strong, focused, clear. When I'm playing video games, when I'm doing a bunch of different things, I definitely don't procrastinate. If anything, I'm so direct and focused and on topic, it's kind of, it's amazing. It's quite awesome. But a lot of the time, I'm not. And the question then comes down, why sometimes is it easy to pick something to do, own it, and follow through? And other times, you just can't help but work around the topic or the situation. And do you want to know my opinion? When I've really been thinking about this because I see it happen a lot. And there's two things. One, I think there's an element of the stimulation factor with ADHD and dyslexia. Your brain's looking for stimulation. That's its biggest driver. If what you're doing is not stimulating, it's going to try and procrastinate, not for the sake of not completing something, but for the sake of finding something that's more stimulating, that's going to pump up your dopamine. It's going to get you going down that track, right? So that's part of it. The second thing, and this is the thing you potentially can have even more power over, and you can have power over the other one with ADHD meds, coffee, a bunch of other cool and funky things like exercise, and we'll go into that in other episodes, and we have gone into that in other episodes. But the other thing is, if you've got tasks in front of you that you don't know the steps to complete, your brain is going to get scared, right? It's going to want to do something else and pretend that other thing doesn't exist. We would love our brains to go, I just want to solve every problem. But if your brain goes, wow, there are too many steps to achieve what you're trying to achieve, I can't see the path, then I'm not going to even do it, right? And so what this really comes down to, and this could be a big, you know, this is something if you haven't really thought about it for a while, seems quite obvious, but we don't really think about it like this, do we? We don't think about it as the factor around procrastination is, I don't know what the next step is, so I'm going to do 1,000 other things rather than do anything. And this can happen in a lot of ways, like losing weight, getting fit. It can happen a lot in our work. If you're trying to go, I want to become a multi-million dollar business, or I want to make 150 grand this year, whatever your number is, your brain can't tell you how to do that, right? It's making a lot of estimates, a lot of guesses. There's a lot of hope. in there, but there's not a lot of clear-cut steps that are easy to take. Everyone's path is different. There are different challenges, roadblocks, bumps. It's why coaches work so well for people to stop them procrastinating, because when you can't see through where you're going, someone can pop in and help you, right? It's why they're so valuable, someone to talk you through and talk you off the ledge of changing what you're doing to something else. And, you know, I found myself recently procrastinating, especially around work, less around health, maybe a little bit around eating, but exercise has been good. But, you know, I look at, you know, let's look at health for a minute. So I gave up smoking and drinking at the beginning of the year. I managed to give myself enough energy. I gave myself enough space to do it. And I found it relatively easy. I haven't smoked at all. I haven't drank alcohol. Now, why did I find that easy? Why did I, when I decided, why did I not procrastinate or struggle and just do it? Well, I found it simple. I knew what the steps were, right? The steps were don't drink alcohol or smoke. That was it. That was the steps, right? There are different tools I can implement to achieve that. But the outcome was super simple. There was no ambiguity. There was, in essence, it was all stuff I could do. So it was really more around a decision. The decision that I actually thought that was the best thing for me. And I used those books I talked about in other episodes to help that. And that was brilliant. That was really, you know, I didn't procrastinate. Once I made that mental decision, boom, straight into it. And that was fantastic. But now I'm looking, you know, and even with walking, I've used that to kind of fill in a gap, and that's been helpful. But I'm now starting to go, okay, the next big step I need to do is get my diet in check, because my diet's poor. I definitely use it as a way of increasing my dopamine and my, you know, the sugar, you know, getting that energy level up. I definitely use my diet for that, to kind of get my brain in check. But one of the challenges with food, right, is you can't, it's not as simple. It's not a yes or no. It's not a do this, do that kind of situation, right? It's not that easy, no matter how hard you check. So you've either got to go super hard out on a particular diet because you can't stop eating, or you have to, you know, you have to say, okay, I'm going to have 2,000 calories a day or 1,500, whatever your number is, and track it, which, let's be honest, none of us are fantastic trackers, maybe for the first week, but week two, it's definitely not getting tracked. It is never going into an app unless it's as easy as two clicks. And so you've either got to simplify what you're eating to a ridiculous extent. And so I'm really struggling, like I'm procrastinating. You know, I know that I've found a book that will help me break this habit. I know the book that's going to help. But what I also know is I can listen to that 100 times. If I'm not sure of how I'm going to do it or what the win looks like, I'm going to procrastinate, because it's not as simple as don't smoke again or don't drink again. Does that make sense? And so I find myself procrastinating because I don't know what the next little step is. And, you know, that's the real solution to this. What is the next step? And so instead of me overthinking this, instead of me diving into this crazy procrastinated world, and I've put a great picture of a procrastination island up on my Instagram account at Virtual Lifestyle. Don't ask me why, but at Virtual Lifestyle is my Instagram account, my personal one. And like that procrastination island really sung out to me, because I felt like that's exactly what it feels like. I'm finding all these ways to procrastinate. So what I have to do is find that first step. What's that first step? So today on my to-do list, I said, I'm going to start to have a smoothie that's got these vitamins in that I need. And I'm just going to do that for a few weeks. I'm just going to start for a couple of weeks. That's the thing I'm going to do. Is the first thing when I break my fast is I'm going to have that smoothie. And that's it. Nothing more. That's the first step. And then I'll see what comes up from that. as opposed to trying to overthink it and plan out this thing that's going to set me up for failure. I have to do it that way. And it's the same with what I'm doing with work. Well, I've got this cool product we're working on using artificial intelligence, blog post writing, helping companies put articles on their websites that don't like to write them. They just want to give us 2-3 minutes of audio and we create a blog post. It's a pretty cool system. And again, like I've gotten to a point where I'm at about 80% of the product and I'm procrastinating on the last 20%. And I have to pull myself back and go, okay, what's the next step we have to get done? Not 100 steps, what's the next step? And then let it roll out. And then tomorrow I've got to go, what's the next step? Not every step, but what's the next step? And so where in your life are you? You know you're procrastinating. You know you're coming up against a block and it's not, you're not doing it on purpose. You're not doing it to spite anyone. But what is that thing that you've been putting off and putting off and putting off and finding every stupid thing in the book? Not you're stupid, but the things are stupid that you could do. What could you just take the next step on? Doesn't even matter what that step is. Just take that step. How can you lean in to what you need to be doing to make that next move? And that's what I wanted to share today, guys. I wanted to get that off my mind. I wanted to get it out my mouth because talking about anything is valuable, be it with a family member, a friend, a coach, an advisor, a mentor, whoever it is. Talk to them, because getting things out in words will help you get clearer on what you're trying to say. So have an epic rest of your day. I'll be back next week with some more fantastic episodes. Thanks everyone for your emails. I really appreciate them. And thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. I really appreciate your support.